Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
Good evening, good morning, Sunday, Monday, whatever it is for you. It's the weekend recap in Sports Overnight America for me, and I'm Andy Dorf, and holy cow, what a weekend, man. What a weekend of just unbelievable chaos. Once again, March Madness gave us all the madness we could ever have imagined. Obviously, a couple of number one seeds do get through to the Final Four. We'll get into it, believe me, all over the place. But the final two tickets were punched, and Kansas gets it done over Duke in overtime. And maybe the game of the tournament, to be quite honest with you. Villanova over Texas Tech. Michigan getting through. And then, obviously, Loyola Chicago, the other team, the Final Four. And just amazing when you really think about just the run for them. Sister Jean, just an amazing story with Loyola Chicago, Michigan. They put things together in the Big Ten Championship, and bam, look at them. They kept it rolling. Villanova was consistent all year long. So I'm not shocked. I'm not surprised that Villanova is where they're at. They were a very good team all season long, and that led by Brunson and obviously Jay Wright, just an unbelievable coach. Unbelievable coach. And then Kansas. What can we say about them? Bill Self, what a job. Seriously, what a job by Bill Self this season. Nobody, and I mean nobody, expected Kansas to keep it together and get through, make it to the Final Four. Unbelievable job by them beating Duke. Just a great, crazy game. Unbelievable stuff, man. I can't wait to get into it with you. Obviously, Major League Baseball right around the corner, people. That's something to get excited to about as well. What are you feeling about your team? I'd love to hear about you. Love to hear about Yankee fan. I'd love to hear about Cleveland Indian fan. Milwaukee Brewer fan. You guys made a lot of changes. So believe me, a ton to get into. Obviously, NBA action. I love it too, man. That's getting down to the nitty-gritty too. Jockeying for the final playoff positions. It's going to be great, man. So I'm looking forward to that. The NHL playoffs too. I got to take a quick pause for the cause, but so much to get into on the weekend recap. I'm Andy Dorf, and yes, you're hanging out on Sports Overnight America. I'll be back, everybody.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Have you ever worked at a place where they didn't want you talking about your salary? Actually, have you ever worked anywhere where they did? Unlikely. But don't you have a right to know? If only there were a simple solution. Well, now there is.
How we find jobs has changed. On Indeed.com, our company reviews give you the inside track on thousands of companies. You can research salaries, benefits, company cultures, and more. All on Indeed.com. Search for greatness. Search Indeed, the world's number one job site. Indeed is the world's number one job site according to Comscore total visits.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come springtime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small. Painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. Home
Advisor. Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. That's 800-598-0539.
10 seconds left in the half. DiVincenzo with the dribble. Steps into a three-pointer. It's up and it's good! Dante DiVincenzo's fifth three-pointer of the half. Sexton the other way. Can't hit on the runner from half court. And the half comes to an end with a flurry for Villanova. Dante DiVincenzo, what a first half he had. 18 points, 5 for 9 from three-point range. And Villanova goes into the dressing room at the break with a five-point lead.
Newman gets a ball screen from Lightfoot. Cuts in on an angle. Inside amongst two defenders. Passes it out. Mikhailuk wide open three. Got it. That was a big one. 71-63 Jayhawks. 1:12 left. Timeout Seton Hall.
This is Sports Overnight America.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. I'm Andy Dorf, and wow, man, what a weekend. And those, obviously, some pretty good highlights. Villanova, Alabama, KU, Seton Hall. Thank you to Scott, and obviously thank you to NCAA.com for those for that .com for the, obviously, the highlights. Just an amazing weekend, man. I'm just so – I'm obviously just amazed at what I saw. Can't believe those kids from Loyola Chicago. Just an unbelievable story, man. First time they've been there since, I believe, 85. And the first time they've been to the Final Four since the 60s, early 60s at that. You want to talk about a bunch of kids making the most of the opportunity? Man, oh, man. Loyola Chicago, you got to give them props. And there's – listen, this isn't a fluke, by the way, either, people. They beat some pretty good teams along the way, and they're a very good defensive team, one of the top defensive teams throughout the whole season. So again, this is not a mistake. This is not a shock to a major degree when you look at the numbers of this team. It's a shock because nobody was thinking about them. But they got a bunch of guys that have been playing together for 3 or 4 years, comfortable with each other. And it made a big difference. Made a huge difference. Not some difference, made a huge difference. 1-800-878-7529. Get at me, people. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit me up on my Twitter, Dorf on Sports, Dorf Online. Check out my website too, by the way, dorfonsportsradio.com. And you people listening on SB Nation Radio, I want to hear from you, man. I love you people. Absolutely love you people. Sirius, XM, however the heck you're listening to me, man. Doesn't matter. This is about talking sports. This is about talking about the weekend and just the craziness that you saw. It's about maybe looking in ahead to the Major League Baseball season, which is literally right around the corner, as it is upon us this week. We can even think a little bit about the NBA. We can talk about that. We can talk about maybe the fact that the Golden State Warriors are too banged up and they don't have a chance to get out of the West in that case. And that would leave the door open wide for the Houston Rockets. I know I got callers. Again, 1-800-878-7529. It's Andy Dorf. If you're hanging out on the Weekend Recap right here on Sports Overnight America. Get at me, man. Get at me. All right, let's go out to the phones. Hook up with Mitch in Santa Monica. Mitch in Santa Monica, what's up, man? You got the Dorf, man. It's obviously the Weekend Recap and Sports Overnight America. You feeling the vibe, bro, or what?
Dude, I told you this morning, in the words of the Allman Brothers and Dickie Betts, Lord, I was born a rambling man, trying to make a living and doing the best I can. When it's time for leaving, I hope you understand, I was born a rambling man. I am so on to the Ramblers. I cannot believe it. You know what's interesting about this tournament, Andy? I mean, the Thursday-Saturday is pandemonium, but yet the Friday-Sunday is just chalk, just like Rock Chalk Jayhawk. And dude, Grayson hoop in and out. I mean, what Duke should have been in this thing. But you know what? We talked about this a little bit earlier today. I have a special guest for you today. Because I really want to talk about something that you and I have talked about before in the past. And when these kids and when these teams lose, and you see their expressions on their faces and their tears coming down, it's not so much about losing the game. It's about ending their careers. And I have a very, very special guest I want to bring in to you. And that's Max from Berkeley. And
Max from Berkeley.
I hope you can still hear us because I got to put you on speaker here next to us. But Max from Berkeley is here on his spring break. You know, he's a freshman at Berkeley, but he pitched at the Tamo High, and he played baseball since he was five. And I want him to share his feeling about what it was like ending his career because he didn't go on to play.
All right.
College sports, but he did high school sports. So anyway, right, here's Max. He wants to talk about that.
Max, you're on. Obviously, it's the Weekend Recap, Sports Overnight America. I'm Andy Dorf, man. And this is a true pleasure, man. I'm getting to hang out with Max and Mitch. This is unbelievable. Mitch, let's hear this, or Max, let's hear the story, bro.
So it was last year, about a month from today, I would say, or a month or two from today. And it was my last baseball game ever playing. And I remember, thinking to myself, you know what, throughout the whole season, I was like, I know this is my last season. I'm ready. Whatever. It's going to end. It's just something that that has to happen. And at the end, I started, crying more than I've ever cried before just because, I realized that it's something that's been a part of my life since I was born, when my grandpa put a baseball in my hand, 2 hours before, right after I was born.
sure.
And
so baseball was in the blood, man.
Baseball was in the blood, but it's the same thing with basketball. It's like these kids have been playing basketball since they were three or four. And it's like once it ends, I feel like it's anything in life. It's just like you have to move on, but it's sad at the moment, and you realize it's something that you loved since you were a kid and you'll love forever, and you'll look back on it.
Hey, man, you can always cherish those moments. Your father, Mitch, he obviously cherishes those moments that he got to check you out on the field. And, it lets him kind of live vicariously through you to a certain degree. And, we've all had that sort of experience, obviously growing up as kids ourselves, being able to play these games and then being able to watch our kids play them. I mean, it's a pretty cool thing. And I never really thought about it in those terms because, frankly, I'm just a guy that looks at the sports and I watch them and I visualize and I check it out, but I'm really just watching the games and taking them in for what they are. And I never really think about the emotions that go into it because Look, to me, at the end of the day, I'm sorry. This is my job, and it's a business to me. But I do understand where you guys are coming from. Those are real hard-fought emotions from everybody that goes out there and gives it their all. And look, man, at some point, everything that's great in our lives does come to an end. But good story, man.
You know, as the father, you know, I see those cuts to the parents, and they were kept going back and forth from the Duke, Kansas parents. You know, whether it's the wife of Krzyzewski or Bill Self, or the parents of the players, and I could totally relate to that because I was in that position last year with my kid.
Yeah.
And, although it was a high school level, and I know this is kind of a little digressing from, you know, what you may want to talk about, but I think it is a lot to do with collegiate amateur athletics and the end of it all, and there is no place more than the NCAA tournament because, you know, you're basketball players. You're in, you know, very little, you know, you're in basketball jerseys and you can see their faces. There's no helmets. And you see that emotion and expression. I mean, we saw what as, you know, the Kansas, what's his name, the center follow out and he's like crying his eyes out. He's like, oh my God, I gave up. Yeah, I lost him for my team, but yet they were able to come back. You know, that's what makes this competition so real and so compelling is that there are so many emotions and it goes beyond just the wins and losses. That all these kids and their families and the coaches have been a part of all their lives.
I'm with you. So with that being said, man, are you happy with the Final Four we have? Real quick, because we're up against the break.
Am I happy with it?
Yeah.
No! I wanted to see more upsets. I can't wait. I want to see 11, you know, in there. We went chalk on the right side of my bracket. Fun. And you know what? Michigan, by the way, is by far, as much as you want to think Loyola Chicago is a surprise, Michigan is a total surprise. They came out of the dark. They couldn't buy a free throw through the entire season. And these guys have gone on an undefeated run that, by the way, my money's on Michigan right now. I mean, as much as I want Loyola Chicago, and by my best friend, I mean, hey, here's a question for you.
Yeah.
If you graduate undergrad Michigan, but then graduate law school Loyola Chicago, I mean, is that a win-win, or who are you rooting for? My best friend is in that situation, and he's going to be in Houston, and it's hilarious because I'm like, dude, you got to win. You don't have to go home the next day. You can stay for both. You know, obviously your undergraduate degree, and that's where you kind of live and die with. But you know what?
Hey, Mitch,
I'm hoping for the left side of the bracket, no matter who it is. I'm hoping it's Loyola Chicago. The thing was, I thought the Duke Kansas game was our national championship thing.
No,
it was overtime. It was fantastic game.
Yeah, it was a great game, man. Hey, I'm up against the break. I got to let you run. I appreciate and I love the fact that you brought Max into the mix here on the Weekend Recap and Sports Overnight America, man. I appreciate it, bro.
Absolutely.
Good stuff, man. Mitch in Santa Monica, man. That dude wears his emotions on his sleeve. He's one of my biggest, loyalist, most unbelievable fans, so I love that guy. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Obviously, hit me up. Let's talk about March Madness. The Final Four is here, man. We got to talk a lot about it. Anyways, I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Weekend Recap, and yes, you're hanging out on Sports Overnight America. I'll be back, everybody.
Richardson. Gets it in, and the horn sounds. That's it. And Cinderella will continue to dance. Loyola's off to the Elite Eight. They defeat Nevada 69-68 in dramatic fashion. How about the Ramblers?
Clark Beers to the left on the dribble, the senior for Buffalo. Driving down the middle of the lane, whips it right corner, no three taken, Jordan drive and kick, three for Perkins is flat, but good! He hit the front of the rim, it bounced off the top of the backboard, and everything's coming up Buffalo! 75-58 the Bulls, 5:55 to go.
This is Sports Overnight America, the Weekend Recap with Andy Dorf.
Thank you. Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517. It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com. That's myevoz.com to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevos.com. M-Y-E-V-O-Z.com.
You're out at the timeline. Taking some air out of the ball and some time off the clock.
They may not take too much. They haven't been successful when the clock is running way down.
7 to shoot, 12 to play. Custer still up top. Now he drives, passes to the corner. Towns dribbles and fires a three, and he got it! 6 seconds left. A whistle and a timeout taken by Loyola. But Marcus Towns with a huge three. And that puts Loyola up by four.
Huge is an understatement. Boy, oh boy.
69-65, 6.2 remaining.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
All righty, everybody. Yeah, you might be a rambling man now because the Loyola Chicago guys, man, oh, man, unbelievable. Just an unbelievable season that will continue for those guys. They have Michigan next on the docket as they have made it to the Final Four in San Antonio, the Alamo Dome. Can't wait till next week, people. Obviously, I can't wait till next week. Get at me, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out my website, dorfonsportsradio.com. Oh, man. Let's just keep going with the phones, man. Let's jump out to Virginia. Obviously, we'll talk to Mike there. And the other matchup, which, by the way, is two number ones, Kansas and Villanova, who did make it through their brackets, which, in all honesty, we're very tough. We're good. We're awesome. I mean, that Kansas Duke game could have been the final, for crying out loud. Overtime, just an unbelievable, fantastic game. Let's hook up with Mike in Virginia. Mike, Andy Dorf, it is the weekend recap right here on Sports Overnight America. First and foremost, man, thanks for the call. How you listening and what's on your mind, man?
Andy, how you doing, bud? It's Moonshine Mike.
What's up, brother?
Well, Loyola, Chicago won the last time they went to the Final Four in 63. Does history repeat? They looked like the hottest team, and they barely won by a couple of games. But, I mean, everybody loves a Cinderella. This could be the Cinderella. What do you think?
You know what? You may have a good point, man. I mean, look, the bottom line is, look, I know they're an 11 seed, brother, but the truth is they were one of the better teams defensively all season long. Pretty
Absolutely.
Tough to score on those guys. They're good, man. There's no joke about it. Custer, that guy can play. Towns can play. They got a lot of kids that can play. Well-coached. This is a good team, man. I'm excited for them to play Michigan.
Jackson Ingram is pretty good. You know, they surprised me. Michigan is another surprise. They barely won a couple of games in Nevada. You know what I mean? It looks like two Cinderella teams are facing off against the eventual champion, which is either going to be Kansas or Villanova. Kansas looks almost as good as Villanova. Villanova, we know, is the dog. They are in the heat. They're due. Because they long-term, they won 3 years, well, 2 and 3 years ago, you know what I mean? But you know what? It's just cool, ain't it, baby? What do you think? What's your opinion? Who you got? What you think?
Look, man, I think we got a really interesting matchup there. I mean, Jay Wright, great coach. Bill Self, great coach. Kansas, I think they overachieved to a certain degree. I'm not going to lie. I think maybe this is something that I don't think people really expected them to do this season. I'm wondering if Newman's going to get a big head and think he's ready for the NBA and want to go out. I can't say enough about Graham. I mean, that dude is just unbelievable. I love watching him play. Mikhailu, I mean, just unbelievable effort from that kid hitting the three-pointer. Azubuike, you can't question the heart of those Kansas Jayhawks, bro. Those dudes are unbelievable as far as their heart. Villanova, that's just a really good team. I mean, you know, it took them about a half to figure out West Virginia, a style and a team that they're not really accustomed to going up against. So that was an interesting test for them. And they've had to play. If you ask me, I feel like they've had to play the most different styles throughout their bracket and throughout their journey. So to me, I think Villanova is personally the team to beat right now. I think that they're the odds-on favorite. I like Kansas just because I got loyalty to them, man. I got blood there. My brother went to KU, so I got love for Kansas. I'm hoping they can pull it out, but it's unfortunate that those two teams are meeting first in the Final Four and not necessarily in the final game. Loyola playing Michigan, I think that's interesting too, man. When you look at that matchup, both those teams really good defensively. I would think that Michigan probably has a little bit better athletes. However, with that being said, Loyola has impressed me. I mean, you know, they had to beat some good teams along their way. Their journey, it's been impressive, and nobody could have expected. And I think that's your Cinderella bracket with Michigan playing against Loyola. And then obviously we got our chalk bracket with the Jayhawks and Villanova. Both those teams were number one seeds. So truth be told, man, I think we got good games. I'm going to lean toward Villanova getting past KU. However, I want KU, and I think they can do it. But don't get me wrong. I don't know what the opening lines are for those games. I should look at those, and I'll throw them out there for people. But Loyola, Chicago, and Michigan – I feel like that's a pretty close to a pick'em game, and why not just keep rolling with the Ramblers? I'm going to say Loyola Chicago gets to the final game, and they're going to be playing either Kansas or Villanova, who, like I said, I'm leaning toward Villanova, but anything's possible. So I'm looking at Ramblers playing Villanova in the final, bro.
Well, you know, it's like sleeper, you know, the first two, you know, Michigan versus Loyola, or the sleeper teams, you know, the underdogs versus the big dogs. Kansas won their 12th, you know, conference title, which is no big deal. They don't face nobody, basically. Villanova, we've known all year, they're pretty decent. They actually are probably the best team. But, you know, last year, for example, we don't, last year didn't count. Gonzaga was the big dog, and I didn't know it because I don't know everything, but I know a lot. But you know what? North Carolina beat them because they had more defensive dogs that could hang with the dogs, and they believed they could win because North Carolina is tradition. Duke, we knew Duke sucked. You know, Duke, just like Kentucky, all freshmen won, well, you know, besides Grayson Allen. And sure. Grayson sucked this game. You know, Grayson could have, you know, won the game. Went to double overtime, and then Kansas took over. Kansas reminds me of Nova, but Nova is a little better, and that's why they're the best two teams. The underdogs, who you got, Michigan or Loyola on your money?
I'm going to keep it
going. On money. We're talking about money now. Who's going?
On my money, man, I mean, my brain is telling me that I should probably take Michigan. And by the way, Mike, I appreciate the call, man. I really do. I'm up against a break, so I'm going to let you go.
All right, awesome show, man. Thanks for taking my call, baby.
Oh, yeah, no problem, man. Keep calling me every week, brother. I start at 10 p.m. Pacific time for you people. I love your thoughts. I love your opinions, man. This is what Sports Talk Radio is all about, people. Trust me. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. I want your thoughts. I want your opinions. Hit me up on Twitter, too, by the way. It's Dorf on Sports, Dorf Online. And get at me here, man. Again, it's the Weekend Recap. I'm Andy Dorf. And, yes, you are hanging out on Sports Overnight America. I'll be back, everybody.
Tavau uses a screen up on top. He's hemmed in. Throws back to the near side. DeLaurier down to the block. They go back to Allen. Shot fake. Step into a three. It's good right before the buzzer. Grayson Allen buries a three-pointer as the buzzer sounds at the end of the first half. And Duke is going to go to the locker room at halftime, leading by 14, 53-39.
This is Sports Overnight America, the Weekend Recap with Andy Dorf. Mystery Tackle Box is the most fun and affordable way to discover new lures every month. Go to mtbfish.com/fishtalkradio now. Select your target species, select your subscription length, get your Mystery Tackle Box delivered, and catch more fish. It's that easy. They offer 7 different species and monthly to 12-month subscriptions, plus gift subscriptions that are perfect for any angler. Not only will you discover new lures and save up to 40% off retail prices, but Mystery Tackle Box also produces amazing content on their blog, social media, and YouTube channel to help make you a better, more well-rounded angler. And we've partnered with them to get you all a great deal. Use the promo code FISHTALK for $10 off your first subscription. Visit mtbfish.com/fishtalkradio to learn more and subscribe. That's mtbfish.com/fishtalkradio.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com. That's myevoz.com to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevoz.com. myevoz.com.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
It would be appropriate if his 100th putt this week dropped for birdie.
Putting it exhibition. That is a smooth little 8 under par the last 13 holes.
Now back to Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
Welcome back in, everybody. Oh man, what a weekend, man. I just feel like I need to take a breath, to be honest with you. Just craziness. From March Madness to obviously Major League Baseball being right around the corner, NBA playoffs right around the corner, you got the NHL hockey playoffs right around the corner. This is like the best time when you want to talk about sports, to be honest with you, man. And then obviously the golf clip, Rory McIlroy winning a tournament, makes you think about the Masters, which is literally right around the corner as well. So just a ton of things to talk about, man. Ton of things to talk about in the sports world. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter as well. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out my website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. But man, oh man, I just kind of want to go around things and just kind of give you my perspective, like I always like to do. And if you want to chime in at any time, believe me, if something inspires you, if it doesn't inspire you, let me know. But I'm going to hit the NBA just for a moment. And like I said, we'll go around. We'll just kind of keep talking other things. You know, look at the NBA right now. Cleveland, not in a top spot. Golden State, not in a top spot. Those are things that we're not necessarily accustomed to seeing. And how will those Toronto Raptors respond to being the number one seed? How will the Houston Rockets respond to being a top seed? So I'm really interested to see how people will perform in unfamiliar positions. And that goes for everybody when you really think about it. Whether it's the Cleveland Cavaliers, like I said, who are playing in a spot where they're not, they're the odds-on favorite, don't get me wrong, because they've got LeBron James. But as far as their record right now, they're not. And now it's about the Toronto Raptors being able to show everybody that they have grown, they have matured, and they have taken those lumps and those growing pains, and they're ready now to carry the mantle and be the team from the Eastern Conference to get out. And then as far as the Houston Rockets go, are they just a good team during the regular season? Or do they have enough to get through the Western Conference, who we know is a very, very good, strong conference? And if Golden State has all their weapons, we all know that they are the odds-on favorite. But right now, that's the big if. That's the big question. We don't know. I mean, right now, Steph Curry out throughout the first round of the playoffs. And most people say, well, they don't need him in the first round. I agree with you to a certain degree. But if you think he's just going to come back and all of a sudden be all that and a bag of chips and maybe not need to take any time to get back into his good form, well, I think you may be mistaken. So this is going to be interesting to see how certain teams respond being in different positions than they're used to being in. I mean, at the end of the day, it's basically the same. It's the usual suspects. Don't get me wrong. Like I said, I mean, the Cleveland Cavaliers are going to be there. The Golden State Warriors are going to be there. And for the most part, I bet if you look at the playoff teams from this year to last year, for the most part, I bet you they're all pretty similar. And maybe more differences in the Eastern Conference than the Western Conference. Maybe I'll have to check that out to see who was in the playoffs from last year. I know the Toronto was. I know Boston was. I know Cleveland was. I know Milwaukee was. So a lot of those teams were in the playoffs last year. Interested to see who's not in the playoffs from last year that is in this year. So it will be interesting, man. I really keep saying this, and you keep hearing me chant and preach this. I have a weird feeling that the playoffs are going to give us something we're not expecting. I really do. So let's see what happens. 1-800-878-7529. If you want to talk NBA, we can talk NBA. I'm going to go around something else at the moment, and that's Major League Baseball. Before it gets started, let's talk about some of the teams that maybe are in the front runners, teams that people think are going to be pretty good, like the Chicago Cubs. They're an odds-on favorite to go pretty deep. The Cleveland Indians, another team that's favored to go pretty deep. Boston Red Sox, they've made some pretty good additions. Most notably, this guy from out here. Well, not necessarily from out here, but someone that the Diamondbacks had last season. J.D. Martinez, his back going over there can only help. Can only help, man. So Boston's another team to look out for. And speaking of the Diamondbacks, they're kind of a team to kind of look out for. I'll be interested to see how they are able to respond to some of the things that they lost and how they're going to accomplish the kinds of numbers that were given to them by J.D. Martinez. And I think they're going to have to do it by committee, obviously. And Goldschmidt's going to have a hell of a year. Like, seriously, a hell of a year. Obviously, the Dodgers are going to be very good. The Yankees are going to be very good. The Houston Astros, they're going to be good. I'm curious about the Rockies. I'm definitely curious about the Rockies. I'm a little bit curious about my Milwaukee Brewers, to be honest with you, there too. I think they're a team that should be able to hit the ball. That's for sure. Made some decent offseason moves there. The Minnesota Twins, can they repeat? Can they repeat what they did? I don't know. That's going to be tough. Obviously, the Yankees, man, they're a powerhouse. They're an absolute powerhouse. Stanton, Judge in the same lineup? Are you kidding me? It almost sounds unfair. But it's reality, man. It's going to be fun to watch. And the Yankees could be good for a while. So all you people that want to hate on dynasties and things like that, you might have to get ready. Because the Yankees might be pretty good. For a while. San Francisco, are they going to be better? I think so. I think they're back to being interested. It's an even year, by the way, too. Usually means good things for the San Francisco Giants. So that's maybe a team to kind of look out for and watch. How about the St. Louis Cardinals? Another team that may be interesting to watch. Toronto Blue Jays, will they rebound? Oh, man. They're an interesting team to watch. And then probably last but not least in my mind of some of those teams to check out. And by the way, there's other teams too. Maybe the Angels. Maybe they finally put it together. Maybe. Who knows? But the Washington Nationals, man, do they finally break through? They had a good opportunity last year, if you ask me. They really did. And it just kind of slipped by. So I'm very interested in the Major League Baseball season, which is very soon upon us. This coming week, by the way. This coming week, man, it happens. And there's nothing like opening day, people. There's nothing like opening day, as you all know. Opening day is fun. Opening day is great. 1-800-878-7529. hit me up on Twitter, Dorf on Sports, Dorf Online. Check out the website. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. You can always check out my local show in Phoenix, too, by the way. 9 a.m. is when I start that. Pacific time. 9 a.m. Pacific time. NBCSports1060.com. Check that out there. Love you people listening to me on SB Nation Radio. Sirius XM. However you may be listening. It's a true pleasure to be talking to you each and every Sunday or Monday. I love doing this, but it's really all about you, the listener. I can ramble, trust me, I can ramble all night long, which a lot of times I do. But I'm going to ramble back again about the Final Four, which does have the Ramblers from Loyola Chicago in it. Crazy weekend. Just gave us a very unexpected one half of the Final Four. Because if you really look at it, Villanova and Kansas were number one seed. So ultimately, all they did was is they held their seed, people. So am I shocked? Am I surprised? Sure, because it doesn't happen a lot. But on the same hand, I somewhat expected to have at least number one seed. I mean, come on. And again, Villanova was very consistent all year. Kansas just got better all year. So to see them in the Final Four is cool. It's great, man. To see Loyola Chicago, the Ramblers, it's incredible. It's improbable. To see Michigan, that's Big Ten basketball, people. I'm not surprised to see the Big Ten represented. I'm not surprised to see the Big East represented. I'm not surprised to see the Big 12 represented. But yes, I am very surprised to see the Loyola Chicago Ramblers from the MVC in this Final Four. And why not keep it going, man? Like, I really hope they can. I'll be honest with you. They got a good matchup here in the sense of potentially being able to take out Michigan. Michigan can go very cold for a very long time. And Loyola can be very difficult to score against. That's going to be a low-scoring game is what I think. That'll be a low-scoring game. On the other hand, Kansas, Villanova, buckle up, people. Buckle up because that could very well have been your final. That could have been your national final right there. Or Kansas and Duke, for crying out loud. What an amazing game to get to the Final Four. Unbelievable stuff, man. This tournament has provided so much of the unthinkable. So much of the I can't believe what I just saw moment. From a 16 seed in UMBC taking out Virginia in the first round, something we had never seen in 135 opportunities. Sooner or later, man, something like that will happen. And it did. It really did happen this year, people. So I think about March Madness and I think about all of the unbelievable things and the moments and the special scene that I see these kids out there and the tears and the tears of joy, the tears of happiness, the tears of pain, the tears of knowing that this was your last opportunity to get out there on the floor and play the game that you love and showcase your talent in front of people. It's awesome, people. It's awesome. I know I got to take a break. We're going to be back. Unbelievable, man. Just an unbelievable weekend of sports. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Weekend Recap. And yes, this is Sports Overnight America.
Grant with a 5 slept for Jairus Lyles. They're going to let the shot clock run out. And it's going to happen. It is going to happen in Charlotte. 3.5 seconds to go. Virginia, the number one overall seed, is going down. Johnson will inbound. Bounces it into Jerome. The clock's going to run out. The ultimate upset has happened. A 16 has beaten a 1. UMBC knocks off Virginia 74-54. The madness has hit its peak as a 16 defeats a 1 for the first time in NCAA history. UMBC is that 16, 74-54. The Retrievers retrieve the first ever win for a 16 against a 1.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
All righty, everybody, some scores real quickly before I get the heck out of Dodge. And obviously, you can always check me out every Sunday or Monday. I start at 10 p.m. Pacific time. And love hearing your thoughts and your opinions at 1-800-878-7529. Real quickly, Cavaliers over the Nets, 121-114. Bucks hang on, 106-103 over the Spurs. Pacers in overtime, 113-107 over the Heat. Clippers get it done on the road at Toronto, 117-106. Knicks beat the Wizards, 101-97. Celtics on top of the Kings, 104-93. Trailblazers get it done at the Thunder, 108-105. Rockets, 118-99 over to the Hawks. Hawks and the Jazz beat the beaten up Golden State Warriors 110-91. Man, just a great weekend, obviously, in the sports world. So much to talk about. Not enough time to do it, but as you know, I love your thoughts and your opinions. And also, I love hearing the clips that Scott plays for me. So I got to thank him for all the clips and obviously all of the places that he gets them. I'm Andy Dorster. So saying peace, you're listening to the Weekend Recap. And this was Sports Overnight America. Peace.